You're listening to SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. This is Editor-in-Chief Jeff Cole, and our podcast for this week features the words of Joe Dittmar. Joe was a 9/11 survivor. He was in the South Tower of the World Trade Center on 9/11, 2001, attending a meeting of insurance executives on the 105th floor when the North Tower was hit. Joe and his colleagues did decide to heed the evacuation warnings and began to descend those stairwells. Not all of them made it out alive. Joe said he was determined to make it to the ground. And our podcast today was recorded by SIW Assistant Editor Joel Griffin at the Secure World Expo in Atlanta earlier this year. We had a chance to sit down with Joe, talk to him about his thoughts. This was just a week after Osama bin Laden was killed, and we had a chance to really talk with Joe about his thoughts about bin Laden's death, his day there on 9/11, and how 9/11 has shaped his life experience. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this interview with 9/11 survivor Joe Dittmar.
One of the first questions I have for you, Joe, and you mentioned it during your presentation, is kind of the 800-pound gorilla in the room. But as a 9/11 survivor, what were some of the first thoughts that ran through your mind when you heard that bin Laden had finally been killed?
It was a kind of a unique moment, and the best way to describe it, and I know a lot of people are describing it as a bit of bittersweet news. It didn't change anything. You know, 3,000 souls were lost that day, and they didn't come back. Nothing changed from what occurred 10 years ago, but at the same point in time, there was a great sense of justice being served. There's no doubt about it. You don't like to celebrate someone being killed. That's not the right thing to do. But when I saw the folks in D.C. New York that were doing celebrating, they weren't celebrating the death of bin Laden. What they were celebrating was the United States finally overcoming in some symbolic way the head and the heart of terrorism. And it's a good thing, because for us it's a step in the right direction. I completely and totally echo the president's sentiment when he said, you know, this is a good thing for us, but we've got to continue to fight the good fight, and there's no doubt about it. It's we're a long way away, if ever, being able to defeat terrorism.
And what do you credit with helping you get out that day? You know, and you also mentioned at one point during your presentation there was an announcement that came on and said, you know, the explosion was contained to Building 1. Now, what kind of outlook now do you have when you hear an evacuation notice or something during the building? You know, and what do you think any kind of changes need to be made with notifications?
That's a good question. I think everybody in my company always wants to go with me. They feel I got some kind of good luck. And as soon as that fire alarm goes, I'm out of the building. And people, I talk about that all the time. You should always pay attention to that stuff. So what? The most inconvenience you'll be is standing outside for a couple of minutes in a false alarm circumstance. It all goes back to how you're schooled and how you're raised. We can put all kinds of systems and monitors and electronic gizmos into the world. I mean, in a secure world like you guys would be involved in, you know, you can do all that, but it still comes down to the education of the human being at the end of the day. Knowing that in a case of an emergency, better to flee than stay. And that's all it was some good old common sense. Being in the fire insurance business, we had always been taught that if there's a building in a state of duress, you don't get on an elevator and you get out. You don't question it. And it was funny, those two things that I had learned 30 years prior to that event happening stuck with me that day, and that's exactly what I did.
And what important lessons did we learn as a nation about security that day?
Boy, you know, one of the things I say all the time is that there are no guarantees. Just when you think you have the answers, you really don't have the answers. You don't know what the next day brings. You don't know what the next turn around the corner brings. Things happen in the most unexpected of ways. You mentioned Sunday. What an unexpected thing for that to happen. Okay, so you just, I mean, those folks in Afghanistan on Sunday morning, I'm sure, weren't necessarily expecting a group of Navy SEALs to come in and all of a sudden right the wrong that had been done 10 years prior. So there's no way to predict. You just can't take anything for granted, and you always got to assume that you've got to be on guard. And you've got to be who you want to be, but you've got to be on guard at all times. And I always say, too, you know, that we can't live our lives in fear. That's the other. That's the counter to that. You can't sit there and say, okay, so now we have to be fearful. Security professionals know this better than anybody. Anything that you can do to help us not live in fear, anything that you can help us do to feel a little bit more secure day to day is important. But it still comes down to not only what you give us, but what you teach us as security professionals as well.
And what will be the lasting impact of 9/11 on you, and what do you hope it will be on the country?
You know, I say it all the time. I really hope that it makes people take stock in themselves and what's most important in life. We'll all go to work tomorrow. We'll all talk about what we do, whether that be, you know, some level of a safety or security job or an insurance job like mine, and I take my job very seriously and I do it as best as I can. But I constantly remind myself that the most important thing in life are my wife, my kids, my family. That comes first, no matter what. And that's what we got to remember, and we got to, you know, just keep that in our hearts and souls all the time. And I also say that, you know, we can't allow history to repeat itself by not remembering. We have to remember what happened 10 years ago. We have to never forget that, and we have to let it drive us to do the things we need to do and be the best that we can be.
Thank you, Joe.
Again, that was Joe Dittmar, a World Trade Center attack survivor. He was on the in the South Tower during the that gruesome morning of 9/11. To find more of securityinfowatch.com's 9/11 memorial coverage, you can go to our homepage. Our photo story area features 9/11 coverage, and you can also find archives in our Homeland Security section of the site. Thank you for tuning in to this program as part of SIW Radio's podcast series.